think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Football, full circle.
On the right, fake to Armstrong, run, book five.
Launches down the middle for McCleskey, and it breaks free. Jason McCleskey, touchdown! They take the lead with 3 seconds left.
Patterson.
Here we go, college football, full circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi right here, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. As we finish up the week strong here, Joe, we're going to go through some look-ahead lines for Week 3. We're going to look at some other props for the futures market here in college football. And, of course, we have stamped, signed, sealed, and delivered Oklahoma and Texas to the SEC and some outstanding comments from the Oklahoma AD and president that we will talk about. Plus, Joe, Eric LeGrand will join us here in this hour. How you doing today, my man? Joe Lisi, go for the two.
Oh, I'm pumped up, Carver. I could feel the intensity in your voice, and I'm amped up as well, because over the next few weeks, the season will be kicking off, right? We're about 4 weeks away. We have continuing developments within the Big 12, in the SEC, respectively. So this is what it's all about. And then we just wet the palate yesterday, talking about those intriguing prop bets. I mean, I'm still thinking about them. I had to go back and listen to the show yesterday because I tell you, I did. I listened to it because I was amped up. I mean, when you think about some of the unique prop bets that are out there for college football, really doesn't get better than this. And I can't wait to discuss it today with you.
I know, Joe. You can never. It's amazing how excited you can get over the schedules of UMass, UConn, Kansas, UNLV, Akron, and Louisiana Monroe. Suddenly, we are completely lock, stocking in on those six teams for the 2021 college football season. We're going to be watching those teams every Saturday now, Joe. It's going to be outstanding. And I've got a couple more of those for you that will sprinkle in throughout the next couple weeks because they did add more today.
Like, that site's great. That WinBet site is outstanding, Joe. They've got a bunch of really creative props that they have put up for the college football season. So we will dip our toe into those. I want to get you some Week 3 futures today as well. We did a couple of Week 2 ones yesterday. So a lot of fun there. I'll start with Oklahoma and Texas, as we have kind of for the last week, because there's always a little bit of news when we start college football full circle with these guys. So they both, the regents boards of both schools this morning, Joe, you know, put the, you know, signed on the dotted line, you know, we're going to go join the SEC, we accept the invitation, blah, 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 blah. Texas's people got up there and were basically like, this is going to be great for our athletic and academic program, see you later, and all, and they all ran away. But on the other side, Oklahoma, Joe, their president, Joseph Harrods, and the AD, they got up there and they spoke for like an hour and basically laid out every single reason of why Oklahoma was... It's almost like, Joe, they felt bad. Like, they were like... It was like they had to stand up there and kind of, you know, give all the reasons and make the other eight teams that they're ditching in the Big 12, like, kind of, like, give the... You know, make them feel better that they're leaving them at the altar. Like, you could tell the Oklahoma people are very... feel very dirty about what they're doing here.
Well, it's almost like a bodybuilding competition, right? You have the one guy that's like 6'7", right? He's like 335 pounds. He's ripped. And then you have the other guy, like he's like 6'4". He's like 300. He looks good, but he just doesn't compare to the behemoth in front of them. That's the same thing in terms of what we have with Oklahoma and Texas. How are you going to have Texas stand up there and say, you know, the reasons why they left the Big 12? Who cares? When's the last time they won the Big 12, right? You have to go to the best team in the conference, a team that's only lost five conference games basically since 2015. So that is the Oklahoma Sooners, right? They've been in the college football playoff four times, haven't won a game, but that's besides the point, right? At least they got there. So you have to look to the best team in the division to make those comments, not Texas and Steve Sarkisian right now.
We welcome in all of our listeners on Sports Map Radio, college football full circle right here, Mike Carver and Joe Lisi, as we break down everything going on today's news. We've got some futures as well, and Eric LeGrand joining us today on the show. All right, let me give you a couple from this guy, Harrods Joe, because he was outstanding today. He started it off. This is the Oklahoma president. He started it off with, quote, "What changed between 2012 and today? The answer is everything." Then he goes on to say that the Big 12 had become last in line in terms of priority for media rights agreements. And he said, not just last in line as far as the Power Five conferences go, but as far as everything. He then said that Oklahoma has four priorities: remain a nationally relevant athletics program, keeping the athletics budget fully funded without tuition and fees, being in the same athletic conference as Oklahoma State, playing Texas in Dallas every year. But he did say they couldn't do it all. He really wanted to include Oklahoma State and looked for chances to do that, but said, quote, "That's just not where the market we're pursuing allows." And we'll read between the lines, Joe. That means the SEC didn't want them.
Exactly. Exactly. And those comments are very interesting because it shows the perception and where their mindset was. They didn't want to be a regionalized team. They wanted to be a nationally recognized team like they were back in the days with Barry Switzer and Jamel Holloway, right? That national team.
No, you're absolutely right. College football full circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi right here on Sports Grid Radio. We are just getting going today. A lot to do. Eric LeGrand later on. We've got futures. We'll keep talking about the Oklahoma president right here. Carver and Lisi, college football full circle. We'll be back right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Expert picks and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle right here on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you. So I know we ran out of time there quickly, Joe. Like, the apology that this guy was trying to basically lay at the feet of Oklahoma State today was, you know, it comes down to it. The SEC didn't want them. And then he goes as far as to saying, even after we leave in 2025, we want all of our athletic programs to continue to play Oklahoma State every single year after that and keep the Bedlam rivalry alive and blah, 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 blah. If you cared so much about the poor Cowboys in Stillwater, you wouldn't have ran away from them to the big, bad SEC. So, you know, I know they're trying to do the whole apology tour, Joe, but it doesn't work. It's hollow.
Well, the reason why they came out and said that was actually the governor of Oklahoma came out and said that they have to do everything that they can in their power to keep that rivalry going because of how it affects the local economy. So there was that other pressure from the state officials. Think about it, right? Some of these programs, even last year with the pandemic where there weren't fans in the stands, right? The ticket sales that were affected, the food and beverage companies that were affected, the people that work in the stadiums, right? So jobs were lost. There was all that trickle-down effect. So when you lose one of the biggest rivalries, if not the biggest rivalry in the state, right? Think about the repercussions of that, because now who's going to reap the rewards? It'll be Oklahoma, the school, and it'll be teams like the Ace, SEC, LSU, Alabama that splits that money up from television revenue, right? So it really doesn't go back to the state of Oklahoma. It gets divided up between Oklahoma, the university, and the other schools within the SEC respectively.
You're absolutely right, and that's the big part of it here. I'm just trying to give you, if there's any more really good quotes out of these two jokers from Oklahoma here.
I would like to know the quotes, Carver, like one. You and I talking on the phone at night. Those are the quotes. How the F did you do this, and what?
This is... I got some from the AD, Joe Castiglione, here. Last week's timing was not of our choosing. We look forward to being a contributing member of the Big 12 through our remaining time in the conference. I'm sure you do. This is not a decision that any of us made lightly, but we are charged with making choices that are in the best interest of our institutions. Right. Oh, geez. Standing, this is a good one from Joe. Standing pat would mean falling behind. Man, do they dump it all on the Big 12? Oh, you guys stink.
Did.
You guys stink is basically what they said.
Well, they're exactly right, because remember I brought up earlier in the week how the Big 12 had an opportunity to develop their own channel, right, their own sports network, just like the ACC, just like the SEC and some of the others, and they chose not to do it. And that's why Texas actually developed the Longhorn Network, right? So that was the first, I want to say, you know, domino. That was years ago. Then they look at the big picture, and these school presidents say, okay, where are we right now? We're good enough to make the championship in our own respective conference. But 5 or 10 years down the road with the NIL deals and these kids getting thrown boatloads of money, are our programs going to still be here in the end, or are we going to have a threat from other potential conferences or schools taking our student athletes? And I think that that was was the decision that ultimately was planned out between Oklahoma and Texas.
Yeah, clearly that's the case. My final one, and this one was a little bizarre, from the president, saying it he didn't like that they had 11 a.m. local kickoffs. Joe, let me just explain that. You know this more than anybody. That they stagger these kickoffs throughout the day for television now. So he didn't like that. I guess the Big 12 deal was that their biggest game was always at noon, noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, and that. But has he ever watched SEC games? How many SEC games, Joe, are at noon on ESPN and SEC exactly. Network? Like, I want to hear him say that week one when he plays Vanderbilt in next year, that they got a noon East kickoff. I want to hear the Oklahoma president say, oh, man, you know, these are great noon kickoffs, because he complained about it today. That's for sure.
Yeah, as Spencer Rattler throws for 8 touchdowns on the Commodore secondary, right? I mean, let's be real. At the end of the day, as a college football fan, I love day games over night games. I hate night games. I can't stand them. Yeah. The only night game maybe I'll watch is LSU in Death Valley, right? We know it's a different team under the lights in Death Valley in Baton Rouge. Outside of that, and maybe Clemson, right, because of the Howard's Rock. But I love day games. Day games are where it's at. I mean, go back to Keith Jackson and, you know, Gary Bender was my favorite. Yeah, I'm a little older than you. Gary Bender was still one of my favorite commentators back in the day. But that's what it's all about. And Oklahoma, Texas isn't played at night. Are they serious?
No, they
it's
always play at noon.
It's 12 o'clock in Dallas. So come on. You know, they'll make every excuse. It's all about money. I wish they would just say it already. We know that both of these schools did it for the money. And their boosters run those programs. We know that.
And it took minutes for the SEC to then make it official. They granted membership to Oklahoma and Texas starting in 2025. We know it's going to be earlier than that. We know that they're going to get out of this thing way before 2025. But basically minutes after those two schools held their press conferences, the SEC opened the doors and said, welcome to the Southeastern Conference. And finally, the Big 12, their ADs had a call this morning, too. I guess they had to get together and listen to the Oklahoma president tell them that their conference is awful. The sentiment in the league, according to sources, is not panicking and sticking together. Yeah, good luck with that. There's a desire to not react emotionally. Good luck. And give Big 12 leaders the space to evaluate options moving forward. Let me tell you something, Joe. I would be absolutely stunned if those 8 schools, quote-unquote, you know, stuck together and didn't react emotionally, especially when you've got Bowlesby leading the charge, right, who's basically, you know, going off the handle any chance that he gets, whether it's at ESPN or Oklahoma and Texas. I mean, he's out for everyone. I'm sure that those 8 schools are going to sit there with their hands in their lap and say, we'll wait for Bob to lead us to glory.
Are you kidding? That's like the ship is going down and they're expecting, you know, the president to be on the ship as it sinks to the bottom of the depths of the sea. Are they serious right now? But I thought of something and I want to get your take on it. Sure. If the Big 12 was more proactive, the way Oklahoma and Texas are, right? If this was a year or two ago, if they would have went out and got a team, let's say like BYU, or even a Boise State, and solidified it to make it 12 again, you think they'd still be standing today? You think Oklahoma and Texas would still be jumping to the SEC? I'm not saying we know the SEC is king, but would they have made that much of a jump this quickly if maybe BYU was there or a Boise State was in conference to bring that recognition or to solidify it back to 12?
I don't know. Do you think that Boise and BYU would have been enough to keep Texas and Oklahoma around, or been enough to up the television money? Because that's what it's all. Are those two brands big enough to do that? I'm not sure.
No, I'm not sure either. But they're logistical standpoint.
This was happening.
An independent. You can't get Notre Dame wouldn't have went there. We know that. Notre Dame went right. So if you could have gotten a BYU, would that have solidified it enough to hold it off 2 or 3 years?
I don't think they're doing this in 2024. I don't think it's a big enough brand. I just don't. I think that this just goes back to the root of what we've discussed for the last week. They want to create the biggest super conference and basically make it so that the national champion is out of their league every single year and that they cut everybody else out.
Think about the last time you had a cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
That's where it's coming to, Joe. They don't need these. They're just going to keep plucking teams from all these other conferences until we have the one 20-24 team super conference. That's it. I just feel, Joe, that's just kind of the way that it's going to, you know, continue to roll. All right, college football full circle right here. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. We will come back. Eric LeGrand joining us, getting in the mix here, of course. Motivational speaker, philanthropist, used to play for Rutgers. We'll talk to Eric in a few minutes right here. College football full circle. Carver and Lisi back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we're back. College football full circle right here. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. Joining us right now, Joe, of course, motivational speaker, philanthropist. His team, LeGrand, has raised well over $1 million for the Reeve Foundation. And now in the coffee business. That's right. Rutgers grad Eric LeGrand joins us right now. Eric, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic, guys. Thank you for having me today.
Thank you for taking the time, Eric. Let's start with the coffee. How about getting into the coffee business, Eric? How did this happen?
It's awesome. You know, I was just around this time last year and everything that was going on in the world, I was trying to see with my brand, what do people look to me as? Motivation, inspiration. I said, okay, how can you put that into somebody's life every single day? What do people want? What do people need? Ah, coffee. People want and need coffee every single day. So when I created LeGrand Coffee House, it's just a daily affirmation to live your life to the fullest. Don't let anything hold you back. And we want to bring unity to the community with a daily cup of belief.
Eric, always a pleasure joining us. And I'm one of the biggest coffee drinkers, especially during the college football season. I drink pots upon pots. So love to hear about that daily cup of belief. But talk to me in terms of, you know, how you have incorporated that with Rutgers, right? I believe that you're going to be selling it within the stadium. You've gone back to the university now with Greg Schiano. Talk to us about that synergy.
It's funny because actually with my business partner, John Archibald, we were talking when we were first planning this out saying, you know, maybe one day we can do a stadium deal with Rutgers. When we get big enough, we can make that happen. And I'm not going to lie to you guys, 3 days into the business, they reached out to us about the LeGrand Coffee House to see if we could partner up together. And this was back in January. So this past spring game, we had our first little taste of what it was like. We got our two coffee carts built and made for the spring game. And wow, let's just say I am so excited for the fall and what it's going to look like being able to serve LeGrand Coffee to the Rutgers community. So many people are excited about it. And just to have your business now back into, you know, in effect some way in partnership with your alma mater, It's just special.
No, it really is. College football full circle right here. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi talking to Eric LeGrand. Let's talk about your alma mater. Of course, since Rutgers has gone over to the Big Ten, a little bit of ups and downs here, Eric, but got Coach Schiano back in the mix now here, and that is a huge thing as far as I'm concerned. When they brought Coach Schiano back, that is the sign that Rutgers can get back in the mix here. What do you think about Coach now going into year two back at Rutgers?
I'm so fired up. I'm telling you what, the buzz around Piscataway right now is just off the wall because of Coach Schiano. And last year, obviously, we could not be there in the stands for his first season. You know, I was doing the games actually virtually from the radio booth and whatnot. But when this second season came up, and you know what Coach Schiano's been able to do so far, 3 Big Ten wins last year after us losing 21 consecutive Big Ten games. Now you get 3 wins on the road last year and just a full Big Ten schedule. Now he has another year under his belt of implementing his culture, and the kids just getting used to him, understanding how the coaching staff works. And now going into this season, I'm telling you right now, I am predicting a bowl game for Rutgers. They're going to surprise a lot of people because of Coach Schiano's leadership and that coaching staff. I'm calling it right now, guys.
Wow. I love to hear it, Eric. That is great. I love the intensity, too. That's what pumps me up each and every season, just hearing you talk. I want to talk about just Rutgers as a whole, right? We're New Jersey guys. Carver's a New York guy, but we understand the tri-state area in terms of the professional aspect. And Rutgers is a team that just doesn't get enough respect because of those NFL teams, the Jets, the Giants. You have the Mets, the Yankees, the Knicks, Rangers, and so on. Can Rutgers be a prominent team within the tri-state area and get back to where they were back in 2006, where they were the team of the state for the most part?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You have to win. The only way to do that is what we saw what it was like in 2006, the Empire State Building lighting up red, everyone in this tri-state area talking about Rutgers, the block R's on the back of every car, just like it is now back with Coach Schiano here. They can get back to that as long as they win. And, of course, when you're bringing in people to play like Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State, and if you can compete and actually pull out some of those games, oh, my God, that stadium will be packed and rocking. Imagine the tailgating, and that's the only time I will not be mad sitting in traffic leaving the stadium after a big upset win that we can pull off, and I know it's going to happen.
And you're going to have a couple opportunities for that, Eric. I mean, honestly, you got a good year to get the coffee into the building because you have some heavies that are going to be coming to face you guys over at Rutgers. I mean, Ohio State visits in early October. Wisconsin comes to town the first Saturday in November. Some real big names of college. And this is why you went to the Big Ten, Eric, for stuff like this, to have major programs like Ohio State and Wisconsin coming into Rutgers to play at that stadium, to play in front of those fans. They can even hit a couple of the food trucks out there before they go in, get some coffee by you. But it's cool to have big programs coming into Rutgers to play you guys.
Absolutely. This is what Coach Schiano wanted the first go-around when he was here for his first 10, 11 years. He wanted to get to that next level, that Big Ten mark, where you'd be able to have programs like the Ohio State, Wisconsin, Michigan, Penn State people coming to play. And this week in and week out, you're playing that level of competition. Now he has a second opportunity to do it. And you can see so far what he's been doing in recruiting. My God, taking off in, you know, top 10, top 15 class in the nation so far for this 2022 coming class. But the players that he has now, the development and how much smarter they are and the field and more aware, you can already see it. And they have a lot of guys returning this year. So those games, I'm telling you, do not count Rutgers out. You're going to see them fighting and clawing in those games versus those big teams like Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan, and Wisconsin. I'm telling you, it's going to be a lot of fun.
I love it. I can't wait for the Big Ten season to kick off, Eric. In terms of the recruiting, you mentioned that with Greg Schiano. I want to keep it there in terms of mentoring student athletes. What's the biggest piece of advice that you can give maybe a student athlete heading into college or that's at Rutgers right now in terms of it's a different landscape, especially with the NIL deals? What's the biggest piece of advice you can give to these athletes right here, right now?
I just want to make sure these athletes always try to keep the genuine side of things. With the new NIL, we actually have a few workers' athletes with NIL deals with the LeGrand Coffeehouse. But that might cloud a lot of people's minds because they hear, you know, how much an Alabama quarterback is making, you know, about to be making $1 million before he even takes, you know, a snap. You hear all these numbers in with Ohio State, you know, some sneaker deals, all this type of stuff. So it might cloud your judgment thinking, oh, yeah, that's going to be me. And you might make you think, okay, I just want to go there for the money, but you have to look at the fit, the culture, the coaching staff, the education that you're going to get, the people that you're going to be around. Do not let the money and the NIL deals cloud your judgment when it comes to recruiting, because at the end of the day, you want to be there to help benefit you academically, athletically, and hopefully, you know, the cream on top, the ice cream on the top, the cherry on the top is these NIL deals that may come your way.
And the great thing about this is, Eric, I was just looking, you know, it's not just the football players, and this is the perfect time for you with the NIL, having the coffee, mm-hmm. having the relationship with the university, and you've branched it even beyond the football players. I mean, I saw you got field hockey players in the mix. I mean, you got a bunch of the sports over there at Rutgers, some mm-hmm. of the players going for the NIL deals, which is awesome.
Rutgers is my family, you know, and I want to make sure that I'm taking care of all of them. Not just football, we have basketball, we have a women's soccer, we have field hockey, and we're going to keep on expanding through more because I want to make sure that all the athletes are taken care of, you know, in a certain way that we can show up. And, you know, especially if they enjoy the coffee, they like being a part of it, why not? You know, it's something that can help them, you know, along their way and hopefully educate them. As well as when it comes to doing deals and as they get into those bigger deals, making sure that they can look back, okay, I did this already before with LeGrand Coffeehouse. This is what I need to look out for. And I'm just excited to have great, genuine people a part of our team that represent our brand the way that we want to hold our standards up to.
Well, Eric, you're our family as well, and I hope vice versa. Your business partner, John, and I have known each other for years, so love to just, you know, get you back on the show as this season progresses. But where can we get the coffee? Tell people where they can pick it up.
Yes, you could go visit our online store that we launched in January of this year, LeGrandCoffeeHouse.com. Our brick and mortar will be opening up in my hometown of Woodbridge, New Jersey in October. But right now, get you some LeGrand Coffeehouse coffee by just going to LeGrandCoffeeHouse.com and enjoy some of our roast that we have on there. I'm telling you, we got the premium stuff. I'm not going to give you the bootleg cheap stuff. We got the good stuff, all right? So check it out.
And Joe needs it, Eric, because like Joe said, he has about 15 cups a day. So Joe needs the coffee to keep him going on a daily basis. Eric, can't thank you enough for a few minutes here. Appreciate the time. Like Joe said, we'll talk to you down the road. Good luck with LeGrand Coffee and good luck to the Scarlet Knights this year with Coach Ciano.
Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate you having me on.
There you go, Joe, right there. Eric LeGrand.
Love Eric LeGrand.
And you are a coffee drinker, Joe. I mean, you take it that. I mean, you don't eat anything else. I mean, no carbs for Joe Lisi, as we know.
No carbs. I live off coffee.
Years. He lives off of coffee and a couple steaks and some red wine, right, Joe? I mean, is that pretty much the diet? Coffee, steak, red wine. That's it for
Joe. And turkey burgers. That's it. Okay. I love the turkey burgers. Yes.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
But Eric LeGrand is just a great example of just motivation and positivity in life, Carver.
No, he absolutely is. And he's done an unbelievable job, raised a lot of money for a lot of good people as well. Eric LeGrand with us here. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204. We keep rolling right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi right here with you, Sports Grid Radio. Our thanks to Eric LeGrand for a few minutes right there, Joe. As you're going to get, I'm sure, your coffee going. And
I can't
wait. Rutgers, look, it's going to be very hard. And I think that they did make the right move before last season, bringing Greg Schiano back into the mix, because he's the only coach who's ever had any success whatsoever at that school. Nobody else has before him or after him. So I think it was the right move for him and for the university. But he still has a couple years, Joe, probably, before he can get the right recruits in there and still make Rutgers, at least get them into the middle of the pack in the Big Ten.
Oh, I think so. I think that's a possibility. And they played some quality games. I mean, a couple games that they lost last year, that Illinois game. I mean, they had Illinois dead and buried, and they got the pick at the end of the game to really give the Illini that victory. So they were in a lot of ball games. They closed the gap. They were able to pull some of those games out. Isaiah Pacheco is a quality running back. So they're changing the culture. The biggest thing is, and it's what I asked Eric about, is being in the tri-state area where we know the professional teams drive the bus. Can Rutgers recruit the local talent? That has always been the main problem for Rutgers, is that look at a couple of key players. Jabril Peppers that plays with the Giants, Rashawn Gary that plays with the Packers, right, respectively. Both of those kids were New Jersey high school athletes, dominant athletes, both at Palisades Park in terms of Paramus Catholic, where they played, and then one played at Don Bosco. They both went to Michigan. So can you imagine if they can keep that local in-state talent? That's what Greg Schiano has to do. If he can do that, even 20% Carver, they are going to be at least bowl eligible each and every year. But the problem remains, can they ever compete with the likes of Penn State, Ohio State, and Michigan respectively?
I can answer that for you if you'd like. No.
Let me see. Is it going to be a dead no?
No. Look, it's hard for me to get on. I like Eric a lot. He's done unbelievable things. It's hard for me to get on the Rutgers bandwagon, of course. But I do like Schiano. I think that he will do a good job there, and he'll get them back into some sort of respectability. Okay, Joe, I wanted to go back to giving you some look-ahead lines. As we started yesterday,
yes,
for some of the Week 2 games, there was maybe one or two other ones that I did not get to give you. Because as we explained, there are opportunities here, and you're thinking, well, I got Week 1 games I got to get through. No. You got to look at these games beyond Week 1 if they're giving you lines for them, because they can change significantly off of what happens in these teams' first game or two. Let me give you a couple more here. I gave you a couple of these yesterday. Utah and BYU. Very interesting to me. Of course, this is the holy war, as they like to call it, Joe. Utah, 6-point road favorites going to the Cougars, who, of course, are going to look very different with no Zach Wilson this year. What say you? I know me and you are very high on Utah, and I'm very high on this laying 6 going to BYU.
I am as well. I mean, the quarterback advantage for Utah with Charlie Brewer in that offense, I think, is going to be a huge upgrade. We talked about Jake Bentley starting the year for them. He was not the right fit at the quarterback position. Charlie Brewer is. He's not an elite talent, but he plays well within the scheme. Doesn't turn the football over. He's a winner. He understands where he has to go with the football to put his team in a position to win games. So you have a veteran team there. Britton Covey comes back at the wide receiver position. You don't have experience with Romney, now the new quarterback for BYU. Algier is there. He's a good running back, but that Utah defense is dominant. And here was a knock on Zach Wilson. He never defeated Utah in his days in Provo. So why do we think that all of a sudden BYU, with inexperience at the quarterback position, all of a sudden is going to step up and knock off Charlie Brewer and the Utah Utes at home? I just don't see it. I'm laying the six now.
Yeah, and that's why that getting that line, if you like Utah, ahead of time, Joe, is important. Because let's say BYU maybe in their first game doesn't look sharp, and you can tell that there's some problems. That could get over a touchdown.
It can.
In that line
right
there.
It can, Carver,
even though
right.
It's a big rivalry, though. I know.
Yeah, it's the rivalry aspect. That's the only thing that I think you might get six and a half. I'd be shocked if it got over the 7. In any capacity, like 7, if it ever got to 7.5, 8, I'd be ultimately shocked, just because it is a rivalry game. Traditionally, they have gone toe-to-toe, even though when Zach Wilson was there, they got blown out. I mean, you know, they have gone toe-to-toe for a half or two. It's just been BYU hasn't stepped up when it really mattered.
Yeah, I'm going to give you these two together. These will be the last ones I give you for week two, which is, of course, Saturday, September 11th, because we have two MAC schools going on the road to play some heavies. We've got Ball State going to Penn State. Penn State laying the 20.5. And Toledo going to South Bend to take on the Irish. -19.5 for Notre Dame. So two MAC schools, both going on the road. Both similar spreads against Penn State and Notre Dame.
Penn State and Notre Dame. See, now, okay, so Ball State's on the road against Penn State. Is that correct?
That's right, 20.5.
Okay, Drew Plitt's a good quarterback. They lose Caleb Huntley, their big play running back. That was a bruiser. I think he'll play on the next level. He was a bowling ball, about 5'10", 235 pounds. Plitt's an experienced quarterback. Here's the hesitancy. You ready? Ball State on the road to Penn State. Penn State's been dominant for the most part outside of last year under James Franklin. September 18th, Auburn and Penn State matchup.
Yeah.
Okay? I would still... hesitant, but I would lay the 20.5, being that it's under 3 touchdowns with Sean Clifford. But I don't feel solid about it, but I would lay it with Penn State. Now, on the flip side with Notre Dame, what's the line in Notre Dame again?
It's
I didn't
19.5. I know how you feel about the Irish, Joe, but it is Toledo that they're hosting.
Yeah, but Toledo has an
first
explosive
home game,
offense.
First home game for Notre Dame. They're on the road week one at Florida State. That's I think a Sunday game for Notre Dame and Florida State. So short
I
week.
Would take. Here's the thing: that line at 19.5 would lead me to taking the Rockets.
Wow.
Yeah.
You really do hate Notre Dame, Joe.
No, it's not that I hate Notre Dame, and traditionally they beat up on MAC schools. I mean, they covered that huge spread against Bowling Green. Was it last year or the year before where they covered?
Before,
I think they
yeah.
went 56-3.
2 years ago, yeah.
2 years
they
ago, 56-3. But, no, I would take they can move the football, Toledo. They're not an elite team, but they can move the football. They have playmakers. I would take the 19.5 with the Rockets in that matchup, especially if it got over 20. How about that?
I'm going to go to some week three games, September 18th, of course, that Saturday.
Okay.
And there are some heavy matchups here. How about you brought this game up. I'll go there first. Penn State and Auburn are going to play in Happy Valley. -7.5 right now for the Nittany Lions against Auburn. That seems like a lot with the SEC school and the new coach coming into town.
It does. You have two experienced coordinators in Mike Bobo and Derek Mason, so I expect the team to be prepared. What does Bo Nix give us? That's the huge concern, right?
It's always
Does Bo Nix win that job ultimately, or is it TJ Finley that transferred there from LSU? Because with those playmakers last year, Bo Nix did not step up. Seth Williams, Eli Stove, and Anthony Schwartz, his top three wide receivers are gone. They have the best running back there, though, Tank Bigsby. You have Sean Shivers. But what does that offense look like under Brian Horson? Yeah. On paper, I'm big on Penn State this year. Obviously, this game is critical for them, but they could still win or challenge the Big Ten and drop this game, right? 7.5. Yeah. Oh, man. Ooh. I give a significant advantage to James Franklin over Horson. You're forcing me here. I like Joey Porter Jr. Ooh. I think right now I would take the 7.5 with Auburn.
Yeah, I would too. You're going to give me an SEC team on the road.
I don't love it, though.
Listen,
I don't love it.
If it's under 7, I might go the other way. But I feel like this is a one-score game, Joe. I feel like
it's just Bo Nix on the road. Bo Nix struggled against Northwestern in the bowl game.
Yeah.
Struggled, did not look good.
How about Michigan State going to Miami? The U in week number 3.
What's the line?
20 and a half? 16 right now.
I'm laying it now. There's no. Anthony Russo and Peyton Thorne are there for the quarterbacks. I'll say this. Favorite running back in the game is Kenneth Walker from Wake Forest that transfers to Michigan State. They lost their identity. It started with D'Antonio. They are just like Stanford. They were averaging close to 4 yards a carry when they got to the Big Ten championship game 5 years ago against Iowa. They are not the same team. Can't run the football consistently. No speed on the outside to challenge Miami's defense. They have the best quarterback in this matchup, De'Eric King. Cameron Harris, you have Rambo, you have Mike Carley. You have that defense by Manny Diaz, athletic, quick. This is a really bad matchup for Michigan State, in my opinion. I think Miami boat races the Spartans in this matchup.
Michigan State's got a long way to get back. I mean,
I would lay that under 17. I love that bet.
Tucker's got a long way to go up there. Your boy Mel Tucker up at Michigan State.
I would lay it right now. 16.5 on FanDuel.
I honestly think that could get that could get higher the week of the game, Joe. I think that could get over 17 the week.
And let's keep this in mind. That line is contingent upon how Miami plays week one
against Alabama. Yeah, no doubt.
Keep in mind this, though. Alabama's, I told you, we know the stat, 20 straight week one games. But when you just think of the spreads that they have laid, right? They laid 31.5 to Louisville, right? And Juwan Pass, they blew them out of the water. Last year, I believe they started out week one. It wasn't Ole Miss. It was Missouri. They laid 28.5. They didn't cover that game. Years ago, remember when West Virginia, they laid 26.5. They didn't cover that game. They were supposed to play USC last year. The spread was 14.5. That was the lowest it's been. 17.5 is one of the lowest spreads that Alabama's laid in recent years. I think the lowest they laid was about 10.5 to Virginia Tech when they played Ryan Williams and the Hokies, and they wound up covering that game.
It's funny you bring up Alabama and a number of that territory because they play Florida at the Swamp that week 3, September 18th, early look ahead line. Bama minus 13.5. I've already putting it in, Joe.
Here's the thing. That's Florida season, though.
They will destroy
That is
them.
Outside of Georgia, which we call the cocktail party still. Emory Jones needs that game. Dan Mullen needs that game. And I'll tell you this. Last year, there were rumors that Dan Mullen told the team against LSU that game didn't matter. That's why Kyle Pitts didn't play in that game with Max Johnson. That team loses that game half because the kid throws the shoe and half because Dan Mullen said all that mattered was the SEC championship game. If that team has one loss heading into the SEC championship game, I think it's a different Gator team. They could have possibly pulled that game out. I mean, if it wasn't for Mechie in terms of knocking the ball out, that game changes completely.
Well, this is also a completely different team now, Joe.
I understand they lose their top three wide receivers.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date It notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
And then you could say the same thing about Alabama, but as we know, and we've said about Saban, he could say all they want that they're rebuilding. They are not rebuilding. He has 5-star ready to go, and he will thump Florida in the swamp in week 3. All right, college football full circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi right here, Sports Grid Radio. We come back and wrap it up with our week 1 line of the day right here on College Football Full Circle.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we're back. College Football Full Circle right here. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204. All right, Joe, our week 1 line of the day.
Lay it on me.
Since we had Eric LeGrand on the show today, I will give to you the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. Now, you can't play this in New Jersey, Joe, but all of our other listeners can throughout the country. So, Rutgers laying 13.5. At home in week 1, this is actually a Thursday night game, September the 2nd, 6:30 kickoff. Rutgers at home against Temple. Laying 13.5 with Rutgers, Joe? Absolutely not. Give me the Owls.
You're taking DeJuan Mathis and the Temple Owls. I'm starting that way as well. This line is eerily similar to the Ohio State-Minnesota line that we talked about yesterday, right? And yeah. I'm in on the Golden Gophers. That's with the look-ahead for Ohio State with Oregon. At first glance, I like Temple, but I'm going to lay the wood with Rutgers. You know, that's a game that Schiano needs to win. He knows there's only a few games that they have to win, right? In order to build success, you need to win a game against Temple, because it's not just because you can win it. It's from a recruiting aspect as well. The kids in Philly, the kids in Pennsylvania, you recruit to that local area. So I expect Rutgers to come out balling. I'm laying the 13.5 with the Scarlet Knights.
Look at you, Joe, laying it down with Rutgers in week 1. Give me the Owls of Temple getting that
big,
13
big.
And a half.
They win that ball game by 24 points or more.
No way. I'm sorry, Joe. I cannot go with you on this one. They might win the game, but Temple will make them sweat. I'll give you that. How about there? So I'm going to go with the 13.5. Joe, tremendous stuff this week, as always. I will see you early next week, and we will get going again. Our thanks to Eric LeGrand today. Great job by Andrew Torres. College football full circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi right here. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. See you guys later.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.